Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I love that good old-fashioned gospel music, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Chaplain Gordon Gathright. He is at, I was going to say you work at Augustana, but you don't work, Gordon. You minister there, and we're so happy that you are calling in today, and you are joined, I know, by somebody that I'm very excited to get to know, staff member Lucas Usatis, who is a senior in high school. And he's an accomplished musician, and he has an interesting story he wants to tell us. So welcome to both of you. I'm so happy that you called in today. Hello. So first of all, might I ask Lucas, because he's a senior in high school. First of all, Lucas, I just want to say that don't let what is the end of your senior year define you. This is going to actually, you're going to look back and you're going to say, yeah, you know, any troubles that come my way, I can rise above them, because you are finding out at an early age really what the world is like. So the world sometimes doesn't go the way you want it to, and it's all in how we are resilient and we adapt and we move forward. But I'm sorry that your senior year is ending the way it is, but boy, it sure sounds like you're making the most of it. Tell us about yourself, Lucas. What have you been involved in high school?
Well, I put a lot of time and effort into my music. I play piano and violin. For violin, I've been in the high school orchestra all 4 years of high school. I've been the first chair, really, since I shared it my sophomore year. Now it's first chair junior and senior year. I was in the all-state orchestra both my junior and senior years. And I did a lot of music camps at all these different colleges. And I love playing. You know, it's been such a huge part of my life. I play at my church. I play for the residents at work. You know, music has been an important part to me. I used to do some other stuff in high school, like theater and tennis, but over time, I got the job at Augustana instead. So really, the last 2 years specifically has been like school, friends, Augustana, and music. That's pretty much been my life for high school. I've enjoyed it. Been a fun ride.
Lucas, you mentioned that you've been working there for 2 years. How did that come about, please?
So it's kind of funny, really, looking back on it, because when I started high school, getting a job was the last thing on my list. I wanted to be in all this stuff, and as freshman year and sophomore year went by, I either grew disinterested in some of the stuff I was doing, or I fell out with some friends, and I came to the end of my sophomore year, and I realized, wait a minute, I'm not doing anything. You know, what am I going to do to fill my time? And the day after I said that, my stand partner in orchestra texted me. She said, hey, are you looking for a job? Because I'm quitting my job at Augustana, and I think you'd really like it. And she told me what the job was, and it's my job title is Resident Care Assistant, RCA. I do pretty much everything non-medical, meaning I pass waters in all the rooms, room supplies, help with dinner, and chart their intakes, and I'm kind of the extra hand on the floor. And she told me about it, and I'm like, you know what? Sounds like a good thing, good something to do, you know, and if I don't like it, I can go somewhere else. And it's funny because I went into the job expecting to hate it, because all my friends in retail and fast food, they didn't like their jobs because of boss, coworkers, or whatever. And I was working at Augustana for about a month, and I realized, wait a minute, I actually enjoy coming to work. You know, and the longer I've been there, the more I've grown to love it. And then here I am 2 years later, still going there, and I love it. I love the resident interaction. You know, it's really wonderful knowing that I get to go in there every day. And my job allows a lot of time to visit with these people and to be a friend to everybody. You know, I love it that they all know my name. I love it that, you know, I have a relationship with them. And I love it that I can use my music to really help make their day.
Lucas, have you ever spent time in a care center before? Did you have any relatives that were in a care center? Or was this your first experience really being in one?
No, I my great grandma lives at Regina, and my mom would take me there all the time when I was younger to go see her. And I grew up, I actually have two great grandmas who are living, so I grew up around more elderly people, and I was just, I was used to it. I've never been afraid of talking to the elderly, so.
Well, isn't it wonderful, too, because I'm sure what you're finding is that everybody has a story, and everybody was a senior in high school one time. They would have a story to tell you about that. Everyone that you are caring for maybe was either in band or orchestra, or just so many stories. And I think that must be a real rewarding part as well.
Yeah, I love it. And I love history, too. You know, and especially last year when I took American history, I would read the chapter and then go ask certain residents, you know, like, what do you remember about it? You know, because they were there. You know, they have such historic value since they've lived through all this stuff. Like, World War II to us, that's been our history book. But, like, the people who are in the nursing homes now, they were my age when all that was going on. They just have, they're so special. You know, they really are. And I've really enjoyed hearing their perspective on life since they started life when the world was in an uproar.
Well, just like you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe chat it up with them about that. That would maybe be a springboard for other conversations, living through the Depression, you know, those types of things.
Yeah, definitely.
Gordon, when you hear somebody talk like this at such a young age, is your heart just overflowing?
I think it more than overflowing. One of the really cool things that most people are not aware of with Lucas is his ability to connect really well with our residents and do things above and beyond the normal caring part of what he does. He's easily one of those people that can walk in any room and, you know, instantly have a friendship with the people that he's caring for. You know, the fact that he brings his violin to work and plays, you know, in the hallways and plays in rooms and, you know, shares that gift is just, I mean, it's above and beyond what is, you know, what is being asked of him, but he shares that so genuinely and generously with everybody. So it really makes it a great experience for us to have him. And when he goes to college in the fall, it's gonna, if he leaves town, if he gets to go to college, it's gonna leave a big big space for all of us because of just the way that he loves and cares for all of us.
Lucas, I would love to hear you play your violin if it works anytime soon. And then also, I want to hear about what your long term plans are after high school.
Yeah, I have the violin setting up. And so it's ready to go. And then my plans are to go to UW-Eau Claire this fall. I'm going to be a nursing home administrator. You know, that's how much the job has meant to me. I want to stay in that environment. And then I'm going to be a music minor.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we love to hear that. Would you be so kind as to play us something?
Sure. I have it right here. This piece is Red Wing, and this is a favorite of the residents at work. I usually play it when I give them a concert.
Keep going, keep going. Oh my gosh, I'm going to give you one of those. That was just beautiful. That was so lovely. So I bet you just really brighten everyone's day with that. It's so unusual, you know, to have somebody come in and play the violin that's a staff member all the time. And what do you think about your coworker Gordon? Do you love how he joins in sometimes, and does he ever sing with you?
Every now and then. Gordon and I have done a lot of funerals together. You know, that's where we've really gotten to play together, and then his wife Linda too. But no, I'm very thankful for Gordon in my life. He's been a huge support to me, especially during all this COVID stuff, because it is hard right now, you know, with all the restrictions and all. It can really drag you down, you know, and I have to deal with that at work and my senior year ending like this. So Gordon has been a huge kind of reliever for me, and I've really needed that in my life.
Well,
I'm thankful for him too.
Well, and it sure sounds like this was God's plan, the way you heard about this job, you took the job, and just all of the things and how it really hopefully will form what you want to do long term.
Yeah, I agree with you there. The timing of me ending up there was unbelievable because I had never really been to Augustana before. It wasn't even really on my radar, you know, and then now it's one of the biggest parts of my life. It's crazy.
Well, you talked to Gordon about that. That's not unbelievable. It's probably believable.
It's greatly believable. And the fact that it happened and the way that it happened and you know, the difference that it's made just in the life of our residents is pretty, well, for me, when I stand back and look at it, Mo, it's just kind of overwhelming at times because of what he adds. So, you know, the positive attitude that he goes into every room, the joy that's in his heart as he shares with the residents, the little extra things. He was with one of our residents yesterday who really, you know, has a lot of struggles going on, and she was thirsty. And so he held a cup of water for her so she could drink out of the straw, and, you know, wasn't in a hurry to, you know, get her a drink, but just stayed with her until, you know, she was satisfied. And it's not saying that, you know, our other staff don't do some of those same kinds of things, but it's just really neat to see how that this is more than a job. It really is a part of who he is and his life.
Lucas, what have you learned from working at Augustana about yourself?
I've learned a lot, you know. I had never really been around dementia patients a whole lot before Augustana, so just learning how to adapt to what is going on in their mind. You know, it's been a learning thing for me. You know, I've learned a lot of patience too, and just, you know, with the dementia, there are behaviors, but you just gotta, you know, love them, accept them for where they're at. You know, they can't help it. You know, it's really taught me patience and like the hard situations. I have a heart for people. You know, it's been a great outlet for me to just kind of share that love with other people. I've never really been around any death either until this job, so it was really learning how to just deal with that over and over. But it's so, it never gets old, just the rewarding feeling of knowing, like, what you did for her and the family, and it's really special. You know, looking back on it, I've seen God work through me so strongly, and on the days where it's hard, you know, all I need to do is think back of all these people I've gotten to know, and it just keeps me going, you know. It's been a very rewarding process for sure, and it keeps on giving, you know, it never gets old.
What do you say to some of your peer friends when they ask about what you do?
Well, some of my peers definitely wonder, you know, because it's not a common thing among peers, you know, to spend all this time with the elderly. You know, and I tell them about it. I'm like, they're not throwaway people, you know, and I know they don't think that in their heart, but, you know, I almost think of working at a nursing home as like the forgotten mission field, you know, because they love young people there. And I've encouraged people, you know, go see your grandma or great grandma because it makes her day. I love it just because it, like I've said before, God can use me to help other people. I have encouraged my peers, yes, and I haven't been able to be involved in a lot of stuff like my friends have, but it's long term, you know. I'm very thankful for everything I've been able to do, so it's been great.
You're making a big impact on people, probably more so than you even realize, Lucas. How has this changed the way you think about aging?
Well, there's a few things, because aging affects everybody differently, you know. I've seen people who are very old, you know, 90s, 100s, who are in stellar condition, and others who are younger, not as much, you know. And it's a reality check to me. And I realize I'm far from nursing home age, but it's still a reality check to me. Like, you know, we don't know when our last day is going to be. And I don't know what I'm going to be like at 70 or 90. You know, I don't know what my future is going to be. And being around the death, you know, on a regular basis, it's kind of made me reflect on, you know, even at a young age, you know, still take every day for granted, you know, take each day as it comes and try to live the best you can, because I'm told it goes by very fast, so I don't want life to just fly by and me look back on it and go, well, what did I do?
Well, you're getting off to a good start, so I don't think you're going to have to worry about looking back and saying, what did I do? Gordon, thank you so much for calling attention to this young man, and what a pleasure it is to chat with both of you. Good things are going on at Augustana Care Center, and we want to thank our guests today, Chaplain Gordon Gathright, and also Resident Care Assistant Staff Member Lucas Usatis. And Gordon, if people want to learn more about Augustana, how can they do that, please?
You can get online to the Augustana website, just Google that, or you can call the care center anytime. My number is 651-480-5925, and we'd be glad to visit with people about Augustana.
Well, we love that. It's a great place in Hastings, and we want to thank you both for calling in today. Continued success, and be well, both of you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.